Ma'o Farms on Oahu's leeward side has been hailed as a model for many things, and the latest is research tied to turning genes on and off. It was part of an epigenetics project started by University of Hawaii Associate Professor Alika Manakea. We talked to him as the program was getting off the ground. Now, a year later, early results are showing promise. Participants showed a 60% reduction in diabetes risk.
You know, I think we all had this feeling that we expected significant outcomes, but we didn't think it would be that striking. So it was really encouraging to see and witness as we collected the data that coming out. So, and I think that although it's still preliminary and we're still working on recruitment and collecting additional data, I think that the sign is it's telling us right now that's really encouraging, the approach that Mao's taking with the Youth Leadership Training Program and how the effects that they experience on the farm actually does have a ripple effect into the community through interacting with the social networks of those interns, the families and friends. And we're actually, you know, by measuring it empirically, we can validate the Mao's, you know, observation that the youth not only benefit from a better education, but appear to be healthier, and their family dynamics also improve. It was really encouraging to see that play out over the course of the year.
And the big deal is that you believe you've been able to reduce the risk for diabetes.
Yes, that's one of the major outcomes of the study so far. We've collected data from interns that enrolled in the program a year ago and looked at the changes in diabetes risk through that period, not only of the interns, but their social networks as well. But among the interns, we found that more than 60% of the participants in Ma'o's Youth Leadership Training Program experienced decreased levels of their individual risk for developing diabetes, which was really quite striking.
And it really does boil down to getting to our young people and then putting in those good habits. Because I know in my family, my kids eat healthier than I do.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding is that the social dynamics, the social networks that Ma'o encounters as they're on the farm, but also in their families, with their families and friends, they experience changes in healthy habits. They actually take back some of the materials and resources back to their families, the produce, for example, and also just the recipes and, you know, the types of things that they do with the produce. And it actually gets back into the hands of not only the participants in the farm, but to family members, and they all start to increase this healthier lifestyle.
You know, I have to say, after we did the interview with you more than a year ago, I went to a family party in Nanakuli, and one of my, you know, cousins said, oh, yeah, you know, we didn't buy soda for the party. We bought water instead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great to know. Yeah, I think that's... it's encouraging to see people changing their health habits and encouraging others to follow the same ways. I mean, I think it's now, you know, we're realizing that the current sort of health landscape is unsustainable in terms of the incidence of diabetes and other chronic disorders that we experience. And these are fairly preventable disorders. The problem is we have to re-educate ourselves and reintroduce healthier habits, as well as create a structure and an environment around that can reinforce and enable these healthier habits. And that's exactly what Ma'o is trying to do. And we're witnessing that change that interns experience and taking that back home to their families and their friends in their social networks. And they all can experience that benefit.
So you had this then early success, according to the preliminary data. What are the plans for the study then going forward?
Well, we're still midway through the study. We're completing out the first year. There's one more year left that we're continuing to collect data from interns as well as their family members and their friends. So that's another year going forward to see how these changes persist throughout the second year. And we're actually quite motivated to learn more about how the changes happen and what specific aspects of Ma'o's program might be manifesting this decreased reduction in risk for diabetes amongst the interns as well as their social networks. And so, for example, we've already have some indications of the mechanism by which Ma'o's program might be improving health, and that's by sequencing the DNA of bacteria that's isolated from stool samples that we collected from the participants. We observed that after just that 1 year in the program, Ma'o interns experienced increases in a beneficial gut bacteria that's typically seen with a diet high in fiber, such as from leafy greens like kale. which obviously Ma'o produces a lot of. So these healthy bacteria are known to produce what's called short-chain fatty acids that act as anti-inflammatory agents, which we know help restore normal glucose levels. And that's how we think Ma'o's program might be helping to reduce risk for diabetes. And the interesting thing about this is that we also found that this reduced risk translates into dollar savings in healthcare costs associated with diabetes, which we estimate to be around $33,000 just among the Ma'o interns themselves. Now, when we extrapolate these results to their social networks, because they also experience benefit, the cost savings is over $120,000 in diabetes care alone. And that's, again, that's just for that 1 year. And generally, I think what's really important is that these results clearly show that community-based organizations like Ma'o can play a pivotal role in the healthcare system by enabling disease prevention, especially in populations suffering from these health disparities. And I think that's how we really can solve the bigger problem of health disparities, not only in Waianae, but throughout the state. So we hope that this one smaller study can lead to a larger impact out in the community at large, and we're hoping to take that next step. Part of it is recognizing and helping community-based programs recognizing that to recognize that their programs, even though they may not be designed specifically to address health, may actually impact it. So we're providing the scientific tools to these community-based organizations to measure that potential impact. And I think that really has a lot of value, not only in changing individuals' perspective on health and well-being and enabling their health and well-being, but those types of efforts, I think, can help the healthcare system in general shift from its current focus on treatment to prevention-oriented approaches, which I think offers a much more sustainable solution to eliminating diseases of health disparities throughout the state. So I think this is, you know, what we call a prototype or a pilot study showing and demonstrating that these community organizations have programs that really do impact health, and to make that more widespread, and other programs that we're partnering with currently, as well as with other community-based organizations, showing that these effects can lead to a larger change in the landscape of that environment and increase well-being and health of individuals and populations that need it the most, really helps them to be major players in the healthcare system. And I really do think that that's the next step that we need to take in the study. So that's just, you know, small changes happen at a time. We've only just completed the study a year ago, and we're working on following that up. Ma'o is actually institutionalizing this study in a way. They're continuing to collect data of the type that we introduced to look at how their program is affecting individuals' health, the new interns that are recruited to the farm, as well as that of the social networks around them. Really interesting because I think it caused this excitement in our communities here in Waianae. So the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center, for example, and others, other community partners have come out to ask if they could use the same tools that we've been developing to look at the impacts of their programs, such as the SNAP program, or, you know, to encourage nutrition and to help offset some of the costs for accessing nutritious foods from farmers markets, for example, like the Double Bucks program. They're wondering about how that translates into preventing certain health outcomes and how much that would translate into economic benefits. I think we've been able to, while we're working with Ma'o and focusing on their impacts, I think the general tools that we've been developing over that period can translate to other programs that are looking to see those impacts in the community. So I think that's the encouraging next step that we're taking now with new community partners.
Yeah, change your taste buds, change your life.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Associate Professor Alika Manakea talking about promising early results from an epigenetic study out at Ma'o Farms. It was funded in part by the HMSA Foundation and Kamehameha Schools.